Mary, thank you. You can always get Mary's forecast by going to KRDO.com. And let's give a shout out to our military listeners right now. If you're just heading from base or heading to base for an evening shift, 73 degrees at the Air Force Academy, 77 at Fort Carson, Peterson Air Force Base, 76 degrees. Okay, joining us now on the KRDO Newsline to talk about a very interesting guide and roadmap that is being presented for anyone who's an entrepreneur in the Colorado Springs area. We have Yemi Mobolade with the Small Business Development of the City of Colorado Springs. Yemi, I hope I got the last name correct. Correct me if it's wrong.
Mobolade.
I think I got it right. Yay. Okay. All right, Yemi, why don't you tell us, you're the administrator for Small Business Development with the City of Colorado Springs. This new step-by-step guide is going to be invaluable to businesses or to new owners of businesses that are trying to launch something in Colorado Springs. Tell us what it is.
Yes, so it's important for our listeners to know that I, too, am a business person myself. I come to government from my own business journey and own business story. I founded two cafes in town. And the challenge with most of us business people is we don't know what we don't know, especially when you're doing this process for the first time. Mm-hmm. So the problem we're trying to solve is how do we provide information to the entrepreneur, to the business person, in advance of their project, and how do we give them information that they need to know through the project? And that's when this tool was birthed. And I should say that this tool is birthed by a team of about 20 plus people. It's leaders from every government agency that touches the small business development process, so regional building, utilities, fire marshal, and beyond. And also we have an entrepreneur, a commercial broker, a general contractor, and every business service organization, too, that touches the business development process. They meet once a month, and they say, how can we make our city more small business friendly? Mm-hmm. So this tool was birthed. It's a series of roadmaps that we are creating that takes the entrepreneur from the very first part, which is the idea stage. It gives you a step-by-step guide all the way to the grand opening stage. And in each step, it tells you this is what you should be doing at this stage of the game. This is how long it's going to take, and this is who you should be talking to. And here are some pro tips that you should be aware of.
Interesting.
We've also taken, mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is the last thing I'll say towards this. We've also taken this roadmap, and it's on a website, so it lives on a website platform called cosopenforbiz.com. And now you can actually click on those links, and it takes you directly to the active site that you need that provides the information you need for that step.
Because there are so many nuances to opening a new business,
yes.
Right, Yemi?
It is complex, and you're right. It's very complex. How can we take some of the complexity mm-hmm. away from it? It's hard already. It's hard as it is, and it's scary. But let's make it as easy as possible.
Right, and it seems like the various city departments that you might deal with, they're not really maybe up until now had been thinking, okay, how do we make it easy for businesses to launch? They're thinking, well, you know, we'll provide the regulatory oversight, but this really provides people with, like you said, just a path to follow so that they dot all the I's and cross all the T's, and it has input from business owners who've done this.
Yes, input from, so the way this pathway is designed, we actually bring 2 to 3 entrepreneurs who've been through it in the same circle as these government agency people. And we actually put the entrepreneur in the empathy seat and have them walk us through the journey from the very beginning they had the idea. And we encourage the government folks to not try to solve the problem. Let us understand the pain points. And then we create this map out of that process. And it's been actually eye-opening even for us government folks to actually begin to understand the journey of the entrepreneur. And now we have more empathy because of what they have to go through. And so it's been a great and interesting process.
Great. Well, again, you can find that on this web-based platform, COS Open for Biz, BIZ.com. And Yemi, what was, I guess, your most eye-opening pain point as an entrepreneur launching your cafes?
Oh, thank you for that question, because that one is dear to me. And I should say, before I answer, I should also let the listeners know that we are creating customized roadmaps. So the one that just came out is for cafe and restaurant, but mm-hmm. we do have a roadmap for food trucks and distillery and others there. But let me answer your question with this. From my perspective, my own personal journey and the opportunity I get in my role at the city to journey with other entrepreneurs, the biggest pain point has to do with the building space. I cannot say enough about that. Because many of us entrepreneurs, we see a space, we like it, we see potential, and we say yes too soon. We sign the dotted line, and we say yes to the landlord. And we don't know if that space is conducive for the type of business that needs to go there. And so sometimes the government agency people get to be the bad guy and say, well, because the space used to be this, and you want to make it this, you need XYZ, and unfortunately, that XYZ could cost $100,000 extra.
Oh.
So I always encourage people, it's the same mindset as in the residential side. When you're working with a commercial broker, use the same mindset as residential brokers. You don't buy a house without pre-inspection. So pre-inspect the space and ensure that the space is the right space for your business. And most of these government agencies are willing to help you in advance of you signing the dotted line.
They would
look at your plan, and tell you if that space is actually going to cost more money.
Right, right. Because, you know, there are things you have to plan for, parking and ventilation and all those. And, you know, certain things that might be perfect as an office or as a, you know, gym might not work as a cafe or vice versa. So interesting concept. Yemi Bobolade, who is the Small Business Development Administrator with the City of Colorado Springs, thank you for shedding light on this very exciting venture.
Thank you for having me. Have a good weekend.
You too. And again, that website, COSOpenForBiz.com. We'll take a short break, then we'll be back with traffic and weather. And after that, sports. Keep it right here.